Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. He injected a black man with a sedative shortly before the man died, but a judge says he won't go to prison. Here's CBS's Michael Toscano.
Former Colorado paramedic Jeremy Cooper was sentenced to 4 years probation, 14 months work release, and 100 hours of community service.
Cooper could have gotten 3 years in prison. Elijah McClain was 23 when he died in 2019. After his criminal trial wrapped up for the week, former President Donald Trump again falsely accused President Biden of being behind it.
This is all a Biden indictment. It's in order to try and win an election, political opponent, and nothing like this has ever happened.
Some Columbia University students are suing the school, says CBS's Lilia Luciano.
This is a lawsuit on behalf of Palestinian, also students of Arab descent, and other Muslim students who say that they've been extremely discriminated against, even when they're not protesting.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Home prices in Wisconsin are 10% higher than they were a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the median priced home in Wisconsin is about $300,000. The report points to a low supply of homes and higher interest rates. Richland County leaders say they face a potential economic crisis as UW-Platteville prepares to vacate its former branch campus. State Senator Kel DeRoy says the UW system is reneging on expensive long-term commitments.
The legislature hasn't even begun to reckon with the financial impact that this is going to have on those local communities and the local governments who are now left holding the bag.
Richland County leaders say a recent $2 million grant from the state does not absolve the UW of its obligations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's April showers for part of the weekend. Forecasters say there's a chance for up to 2 inches of rain over the next 3 days. Some storms are expected tonight, with the possibility of stronger storms tomorrow night into Sunday. If you've got outdoor games during the day tomorrow, you should be good, but it'll be warm. Windy and temperatures in the upper 70s for your Saturday. Sentencing has been set for June for a former Kenosha teacher who pleaded guilty to child enticement charges. Nathan Gardner accepted a plea deal yesterday, admitting to using a computer to facilitate sex crimes. Four other charges were thrown out. Prosecutors said the former orchestra teacher at Indian Trail acted as an 18-year-old to exchange inappropriate messages and pictures with a freshman. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
The Packers draft a left tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers picked Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona, in the first round. Morgan says he's watched a lot of tape of former Packer David Bakhtiari over the years.
Really strong arms, really strong upper body, and he can really lock people up, which is where I get my game from. I like to just lock people up and stalemate. And, I mean, he's just a thug.
At the 25th pick, did the Packers ever consider taking offers to trade down GM Brian Gutekunst?
There was a couple things we were looking at to make sense to move backwards at the end of the day, because Jordan was available. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make sure we secured the player.
Iowa defensive back Cooper DeJean was not selected. He'll still be available tonight in rounds 2 and 3. Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Pirates, thanks to a 2-run homer by Gary Sanchez. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he's a veteran hitter, and he's given us a big lift doing that. I mean, it won the game for us.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers in Indy tonight for game 3 of their playoff series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy. Temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. Lingering drops tomorrow morning, then partly sunny and warming into the upper 70s for tomorrow afternoon. Another round of showers and storms tomorrow night on into Sunday. Currently 49 degrees.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Friday, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, Johnny, TGBPF. Thank God. It's Busted Pencils Friday. I forgot the I in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you almost nailed it.
I'm trying, man. It's Friday, though. Weekend is coming up. And, Johnny, you know what, though? We are closer and closer to Tuesday, April 30th, where we are going to be in Madison, Wisconsin, live broadcast, Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. We're going to be there. And you know why we're going to be there? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Yeah, Johnny, I'm getting it. I got my little email this morning saying, you know, make sure you're ready to board your flight. I'll be leaving out of here in Columbus, Ohio on Sunday, getting in. And, man, we're going to be in town, do a little work there, do a live show Monday from the Madison studio, and then Minocqua Brewing Company on Tuesday. Everybody, come on out. Check it out. Yeah, Johnny and I are going to be there in person, for real, yeah. Real life.
We are. And we love to, you know, visit capitals and be around the action that happens, because democracy in action, you know, we're all about it, especially connecting it to education. And Tim, I don't want to spend, we'll get plenty of time to talk about the fun next week, but we've got a great guest tonight.
Yeah, we do
Following up on the conversation this week about school safety and all the, you know, tomfoolery happening in capitals around our country. But defenders of democracy are out there, right? And we had some callers from Tennessee on Wednesday. And Tim, let's get right into it, because we got a special guest from Tennessee tonight.
We do. In fact, tonight on Busted Pencils, we are thrilled to welcome Tennessee State Representative Gloria Johnson, a staunch advocate for public education and a dedicated voice against the controversial decision to arm teachers in schools. Representative Johnson is best known for her unwavering commitment to student safety and educational integrity. She recently voted against the new legislation that permits teachers to carry concealed firearms, and that's amidst a growing national debate. Gloria, thank you for coming on Busted Pencils.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
Oh, this Johnny said the tomfoolery. We're talking about this. It's in Nashville. You know, the show's produced out of Madison, Wisconsin. Again, another, you know, when you're talking about the attack on public education, I was wondering, you know, can you just walk us through what the atmosphere was like in the legislature on that day of that vote? You know, what are some key arguments that you guys tried to show some sense of a sanity? So, yeah, question one, what was the atmosphere like?
Well, the atmosphere, I mean, you know, there were a lot of parents there, a lot of students. The students had organized two rallies that week. They had shown up and did two rallies to let them know that they were against that, showed up with their teachers a lot of times. And everybody was very vocal about how they felt about this bill. And it was, it was came through the first year of session, which this 113th was, the first year was last year, but that is right after the Covenant shooting happened. Mm-hmm. We would have been hearing it in April, just after the shooting. And so they tabled it that year. But then it came through our Senate, and then we knew that they were going to pull it off the table in the House. So it was very sneaky the way they did it, because we didn't know when they were going to do it. But people had to show up every day because they could have pulled it off the table at any point.
Oh.
And so people showed up every day until they pulled it off the table the day, you know, before session was ending, and then put it on the calendar for that that last day. So there were people in the gallery, and as soon as that vote passed, it just erupted, and they started chanting. The highway patrol removed everyone from the gallery. It was just a mess, and people were in tears. One of our members could not stop crying and had to go into the one of the clerk's offices just off the floor to just compose herself, because it's so emotional for us.
Well, I think about, I saw some of that. I mean, so you, I mean, the people who were there supporting the, you know, trying to say, no, don't vote on, you know, vote against this. They were removed. I mean, and it, to me, they did nothing except they were there.
Right. We look up sometimes and they're moving people out of the gallery, and we're like, I didn't hear a thing. You know, what happened? Why are they removing them? And they'll get the press out too, oftentimes. It's just remarkable how, I mean, you know, it's true what they say, democracy dies in the dark. And when folks are not there watching what's happening in the Tennessee state legislature, we are losing our democratic norms day by day.
Well, you say we come here every night too, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Busted Pencils. And we talk about that because we talk about public education, the foundation of democracy,
right,
and making sure that there. I mean, you, a former teacher, thank you too for all of that work, because, you know, we're out there. And in fact, you're an example of what Johnny really is pushing, saying, hey, teachers, if you can step up and take on this whole role of, you know, putting yourself out there, whether it's to run for school board, local, you know, local council, all the way, state count, all the way, but just doing that active membership. But you're a teacher. I wonder, though, what do you think this law will do to the classroom environment if, well, and it's not if, but, your governor, did he sign it already, or he's
going? He's,
that's okay.
There's a march tomorrow from one of the parks to his house. And he, and it was to ask him not to sign it. He signed it today before people marched to his house. And I'm not going to be in Nashville, but I said, I hope y'all are marching anyway. And so I think that I'm pretty sure that they will.
Yeah.
But just horrific. And already I think about 10 counties have come out and said, we're not doing it.
Wow. So excellent.
It's, you know, I'd like to see the other 90, you know, or 85 counties come out and say the same thing. I hope they do, just to be a big, you know, in your face to those guys, because we kept telling them, they'll talk to two or three people that want it, and then they'll stop talking to people. There is no question that the majority of families or teachers or students do not want this. You know, some of the things that I talked about, you asked about how we fought this. And for me, I'm like, teachers already do four jobs. They're teachers, they're social workers, they're nurses, they're counselors. And now you want to make them security as well. And they get paid crappy for the one job that they do. I mean, Tennessee teachers are making less today than they did 10 years ago when you take into consideration cost of living. And now, and this bill is so bad, you guys. This bill says that the teacher will carry the gun on them at all times, except when they're in the gym or at the football field. And I'm like, well, what do you do with your gun if you're going to the gym? Right. What do you do with your gun if you're going to the football field? Where's the safe place you're going to store that weapon? It's just ludicrous. And if you're teaching second graders, you hear a noise out in the hall, are you supposed to leave your class and go check and see what that noise is? And maybe step out in the hall to with your pistol to somebody who's got an AR-15 and a couple of other weapons?
Mm.
You're asking a teacher to go to their death.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you talk about, like in New York, in a back and forth gun battle, police are only about 18% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what a teacher with 1/10 of the training is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it all the time, and it's true. I feel this way. If you are a teacher and you want to carry a gun, you might not need to be in a school.
That's right.
Yeah. Johnny. we thought about this. Like you said, nothing about this increases safety. This absolutely actually increases the likelihood that somebody is going to get hurt. We had a couple calls. We had a Tennessee teacher call us the other night, too, and just saying, it's just like, it's not a matter of if, it's a when it will happen. And, yeah. And Gloria, you talked about one of the situations where something will happen. Okay, I got to go to the gym. I got to put my gun down. And that gun now, where are you going to put it? Who knows? But in a moment, that gun is probably going to be left unattended. And then imagine what happens then, and then imagine how the teacher then has to live with the situation like that. We had, was it Larry, Johnny, who called from Tennessee? And he's just like, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm just not going to do it. He said it. And if there is one thing, he's like, it's bad enough. I already every day am trying to convince myself why I shouldn't quit. And he's like, this is just one of those things. This is just driving him in that direction, Johnny, right?
Yeah, well, and I'm glad to hear Gloria say, to give us a firsthand account of the resistance to it, the opposition to it, and then also to hear, and we had touched on this, Tim. Remember, I said I hate to just, there's no silver lining in this,
right?
But I was saying, listeners, like, don't get this wrong. There will be some local autonomy in this. Districts will be able to say no to this. School leaders will be able to say no. Districts will be able to say no. So that's not me condoning that this is a great political. Time well spent. It's absolutely not. But, Gloria telling us, like, there already are 10 and hopefully many more to come. So they'll listen to teachers. They'll listen to families. Good school leaders that are out there will say, this is not what we want in our schools. This is not a solution.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that really just with these guys that they cannot understand is that we want to prevent the guns from ever getting to the schoolhouse doors. We want red flag laws and safe storage laws and reporting of lost and stolen weapons. We want to make sure that guns never get in the hands of dangerous people and never get to the schoolhouse door. They want to bring the gun battles into the classroom. By arming a teacher in a classroom, you are literally bringing the gun battle into the classroom. How they don't see this is just remarkable to me. They have no idea what goes on in a classroom in the day. They have no idea what goes on in a school building. And they are foolish, but they just can't stop themselves from doing one ignorant thing after another.
Our guest, State Representative from Tennessee, Gloria Johnson, Busted Pencils, fully led at Education Talk. Number's 855-752-482. If you want to jump in, give us a call. When we get back, though, too, Gloria, I want this constitutional right. I heard that being thrown out there as the reality.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy,
One, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. We are joined by Tennessee State Representative Gloria Johnson. No vote, voting no on giving teachers concealed carry guns. Didn't really matter, though, Gloria, as you said, the opposition, they just couldn't help themselves. I wonder, though, too, I was listening to one of the opposition, and he framed it this way. It was just like, look, it's not about arming teachers or not. He's just like, I am just making sure that I am making the federal constitution apply in that anybody should have the right to carry a firearm. You know, he goes, it's not my place to say whether or not it should be a school or not. Our job is to enforce the federal constitution. And so the reason why we want teachers to have guns, and it didn't, to me, he's like, it's totally removed from safety or not. He was just like, look, it's their right to carry a gun, and we should make sure that people's rights, particularly in Tennessee, those school teachers, they have a right to carry a gun, and I want to make sure that that right is given to them.
Bless their hearts. They also say sometimes it's a God-given right, and I totally miss that part of the Bible where God gives you a right to carry a firearm. But the Constitution, let's talk about the Tennessee Constitution first. Mm-hmm. The Tennessee Constitution, when it talks about guns, the article that talks about guns says that you have a right to carry firearms, and the legislature has the right to regulate guns for the safety of the populace.
Yeah.
They had a constitutional amendment this year to remove that part. Oh. Of our state constitution.
Did it pass?
Constitutional amendments have to go through two sessions, and then, yeah, so not yet.
Okay.
But just the idea, that is just so ludicrous.
Yeah. Well, that word regulation is just something that you know, your opposition, you know, I said red Republicans, you know, well, we got to do away with regulations. It's like, well, no, when we're talking about safety, Gloria, you're thinking with this, though, too. I mean, what the Democrats in Tennessee, what were you trying to offer instead of guns?
Well, I want to go back a little bit to our Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. Does say well-regulated.
Well-regulated, yeah.
They forget that part as well. But what we were offering, well, and one thing that nobody talks about, because this was kind of kept a little bit quiet, but it's a fact, there were two armed staff at Covenant when that shooting took place that were armed for security purposes, but they weren't able to stop anything. But what we were offering is prevention. Stopping the guns from ever getting to the schoolhouse door, red flag laws that remove guns away from people who are dangerous, also safe storage laws and consequences if someone gets your gun and uses it in a crime, because so many times, especially when it's younger people, they're getting these guns from their parents' house or an uncle or somebody that's a relative or a friend. And so we're trying to talk about that. We have already had passed legislation for an SRO in every school. I honestly think that there are better ways, and most of that comes through the prevention end, because we haven't really seen, we've seen armed guards in school do nothing,
right?
You know, or slink away from the situation. Mm-hmm. So what we really need to do is we need to make sure that students have their social workers and counselors in our schools. There was a school shooting in Central High School in Knoxville in 2008 when I was teaching there. And it was one student who was new, was a foster student who came from really a lot of upheaval from being removed from his family, putting in another home. And it felt like this other kid was bullying him and, you know, just a horrible situation. And they did, you know, there was a shooting in the cafeteria that morning before school started. And all I can remember, the kids running down that hill into my classroom with just screaming and terror on their faces and just kind of trying to figure out what happened because they couldn't even talk about it when they first got in the room. And you don't ever forget that. I'll never forget that day. When I'm in a classroom still and I hear sirens, I jump because it just goes back to that day. And I'm sure that most of the people that were in that building with me as well are experiencing some of the same things. But, you know, we've got to make sure that kids have access to someone to talk to when they need to. Make sure that we're caring for everyone's mental health. And then also make sure the dangerous people don't have weapons.
I was going to say, I mean, the whole gun control is just it, like we're not going to even talk about that, you know, as if it's like, sorry, we're going, bad guys are going to get guns. That's just the way it is. And therefore, we're going to make sure good guys have guns then, too. And you're sitting there going like, yeah, but what if bad guys couldn't get guns?
And you're only a good guy with a gun until you're not.
Right. Well, I know.
And that's what we also had. We also had one of the Republicans bring a bill saying that our local counties could not write their own red flag or ERPO laws. They couldn't write them. So they took away the rights of locals because they won't do it. And then I think that's the next thought is locals are going to go, well, we're going to do them locally then. Well, they preempted them from being able to do it. And I ask, I'm sitting in the committee and I asked the sponsor of the bill. I said, do you believe dangerous people should have weapons? No. You're taking away the very thing that can remove weapons from dangerous people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times it's where, you know, we had a particular incident in East Tennessee where a couple got divorced. A lot of stuff was going on. The man didn't handle it well. He was fine until he wasn't fine and ended up shooting their son. And this is a situation where even if you go to the police, they can't do anything about taking those guns away unless we have a policy in place that allows them to do that.
It's just the frustration you must go through. You know, so you're part of the Tennessee Three, as you all have been now known across the country, and just seeing your colleagues too. I don't know how you do it every day. We thank you for doing it, mostly too, the idea of modeling for us what democracy looks like, Gloria, and modeling for educators that's saying, you know what, on issues, you know, we need educators in these positions because they don't listen to us, you know, and even though you must be frustrated because they're not listening to you now, but you're there, yeah. and you're a model for teachers, so. Gloria Johnson, state representative from Tennessee. Thank you so much. And if you ever need anything with education, come back to Busted Pencils. We would love to have you on, and we really appreciate you. And what we say to all of our guests, thank you for busting pencils.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'm happy to come back anytime.
Great.
All right. We'll be calling you, Gloria. Thank you.
Johnny and Tim will break it down, and we got some callers when we get back. Busted Pencils.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show. This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining firefighters. President Biden and Vice President Harris have been to Wisconsin 11 times since the midterm elections. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says that shows weakness.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the more voters hear from Donald Trump, the more they move toward Democrats. The two spoke at a WISP politics luncheon Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The land deal is done for educators. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the purchase of Mount Pleasant land by Educators Credit Union is complete. They paid $1.3 million for 15 acres east of I-94 near Spring Street. SC Johnson bought their old headquarters, with ECU looking to build a new $17 million HQ on the newly purchased land. Groundbreaking is expected for next month. There's excitement in Kenosha County with a global pharmaceutical company coming. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman has put out a statement regarding Eli Lilly and Company's purchase. They bought the Nexus Pharmaceutical Manufacturing Facility in Pleasant Prairie. Kirkman said the purchase is evidence of Kenosha County's appeal to global employers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy. Temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. Lingering drops tomorrow morning, then partly sunny and warming into the upper 70s for tomorrow afternoon. Another round of showers and storms tomorrow night on into Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm going to put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Oh,
Yeah, we sow the seeds to see us through. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, 855-752-4842. Thank you to Tennessee State Representative Gloria Johnson for joining us to talk about that. Give us the insider perspective of dealing with the insanity going on with Tennessee arming teachers. We've got callers. Mark from the SAC. Mark, you're first. What's happening, Mark?
Yeah, thanks. It's just remarkable to hear this kind of thing. I wonder how comfortable those legislatures would feel if there's somebody sitting up in the gallery there with a AR-15, and every so often the guy would pull the bolt back on it so they hear the chambers slamming shut and wondering if they'll...
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Your Little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, SVA, a professional services company.
Get up, get out of here, and way gone.
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health. I'm the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
Al Feckler, attorney at Cannon and Dunphy.
I'm often asked, what happens if I have a pre-existing condition when I get injured? The most important thing I tell our clients is that you can't deny the pre-existing condition. Just be honest. Being truthful matters. If you're wrongly injured and you've had a pre-existing condition, you have to be able to talk about how the new injury is different.
To learn more, go to the Cannon and Dunphy website or see Al on Instagram.
For over four decades, one name has stood out as a symbol of excellence in automotive sales and service.
It's the Boucher Automotive Group, dedicated to providing exceptional experiences to all of our valued customers.
We will help you find the perfect vehicle within your budget while respecting your time.
With 20 convenient locations, we're the one-stop destination for all your automotive needs.
At Boucher, we're your trusted partner on every mile of your journey.
Riding with you every mile since 1977.
Did your home suffer damage from a storm or severe weather? Don't stress any longer. Loyal Family Renovations treats all of its customers like they've joined their personal family, and every project as if the work was being done at their own house. Loyal Family Renovations has a leg up on the competition due to the personal relationships they've built with insurance adjusters over the years. Loyal Family is family-owned, and the loyalty belongs to their customers. Contact them today to get your free home inspection. LoyalFamilyRenovations.com.
A recap after every single Bucks game in 6 minutes. Bucks in Six, a Bucks Plus audio production. Find it at Bucks.com/plus on the Bucks app or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Whoa.
We are back with you once again from American Family Field, and Lane Grindle, the New York Yankees, make their trip to Milwaukee.
And the Yankees have a lot of star power, as you usually expect them to have when they come to town. Aaron Judge celebrating his 32nd birthday tonight. He is here, of course, but you also have Juan Soto on this team now, too, and he's one of the best hitters in baseball.
It's going to be a good series, a three-game set, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Back with more. The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Welcome to the Murph and Uke Show. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon. Back with you once again from American Family Field. It's the Brewers and the New York Yankees, game one of a three-game weekend series. It features Colin Ray working for the crew, and for New York, it's Luis Gil. Bob Uecker along with Pat Murphy. And Murph, as we get set for the start of game one on this homestand, it seems like it's been forever that you guys have been on the road, but you're back home now, and a road trip that was good and bad in a way, and I guess good I'm talking about the wins, bad I'm talking about losses to your roster.
No question about it, Uke. We survived it. Played fairly well at times. Pleased with the results, but long way to go. We're under construction, as you know. but losing a couple guys is tough, but none bigger than Wade Miley. It was discovered that he has a tear of his UCL, and he's going to have surgery.
Let me ask you, Murph, when you're watching, and you've seen these guys enough now, and when you're looking, and especially a pitcher, an infielder, outfielder, somebody else on the club, you kind of pick it up right away, but there are those guys, and, you know, we're talking about one of them right now in Wade Miley, who are going to stay out there and they're going to pitch through an inning if they can without telling you something that is bothering them, and usually it's something serious.
Yeah, Wade's he's an old school guy. He's been out there for a lot of years, had a great career, throwing the best he's ever thrown in last year for sure, and you know, to lose him is bad. But that's what they do. They are so used to competing at such a high level that it kind of the pain and the injury doesn't really surface because their adrenaline's going, their competitive juices are going, and but a lot of times, you know, they're more injured than we thought. He probably had this during both of his stints this year, but now at least we found out it would be dangerous for him to keep going, he'll have the surgery and be ready to go in April.
Let me ask you a question about Wade Miley and pitching coach Chris Hook. I mean, he's sitting with you and right next to you pretty much all the time. Does he pick up on stuff right away, or is it, you know, somebody going to disguise it even to the pitching coach that everything is all right?
No, I think Wade knew something was wrong. He didn't quite feel like himself, but he's so used to pitching with some normal aches and pains, and he's had so many of them throughout his career that he probably disregarded it, just went out and threw. We could tell his stuff wasn't crisp, but we thought it was mostly about not having the innings under his belt, not being in the kind of shape that he would be if he didn't have those injuries. But come to find out, he does have a tear there, a significant tear now that needs to be operated on.
Back with more from Pat Murphy after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues. It's the Brewers and the New York Yankees, game one of a three-game weekend series. Murph, the other thing, too, not a bad road trip. You come back home now for a bit of a homestand. The one thing that has changed in the game of baseball so much is the way we can change rosters and move players around. From the minor leagues to the major leagues and back again, it seems as though every day that happens with this club and every other club for that matter too.
Well, we're a very young club, as you know. We had 12 guys make the opening day roster for the first time. We've had a rash of injuries. I mean, we've had 9 of our top 16 pitchers are down this year, and that's not counting that we lost Corbin and we lost Hauser. Yeah. and we lost Woody for the year. So we've been forced to have that. And thank God that the front office has built in enough depth that we can even field the team. You know, it's amazing, but we have so many guys injured that you never plan for this, but it really brings out your character. You see what you're made of.
It's more of, I hope I get a chance to play, but that's not the deal anymore. You're going to play definitely now. When you join the big league club, you are definitely on your way to play.
There's no doubt. I mean, guys on the 40-man roster, you know, sometimes they never get a shot, but in our deal, they're all getting a shot and then some. We're going to have to go sign some other guys too, I'm sure, throughout the year. We'll probably set a record for number of players used this year, but, and including pitchers, that will definitely set that record. But You know, it makes it fun, too. You see the young guys get opportunities. Tobias Myers got a great opportunity this weekend and threw really well this past week. And, yeah, that's a great thing. As a coach, it's a great thing to see.
That's the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Right now, select tires are buy three, get one free with up to $100 consumer rebate on select Cooper tires when you buy four by the end of April. All Trico wiper blades are buy one, get one half price. Plus door busters like assorted Rust-Oleum 2X spray paints, just $4.99. Tires and batteries, trust and care at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Good to go.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like cedar crust too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar crust ice cream sandwiches. Available in vanilla and black cherry.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field. Brewers and Yankees getting ready for the first of this three-game series here this weekend in Milwaukee. Time for the injury report. It's presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference in tough news for the Brewers today. News on Wade Miley's elbow issue, and the 37-year-old left-hander is going to require Tommy John surgery, so that ends his season with the Brewers. He'll spend the next year or so rehabbing and figure out where he wants to go from there. But certainly tough news for Wade, tough news for the Brewers also. Other injury news, this is more positive. Christian Yelich has been running on the field the last couple of days, even played a little catch today, light catch. But that is good news that things are progressing for Christian Yelich. Always a little slower than the player wants when it's a back issue, but at the same time, things moving in the right direction. Time for the keys to the game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, for the Brewers tonight, continue to keep this Yankees offense quiet. It has not been the offense you might have expected, at least over the last 10 games or so. And on the season, they have been held to one or less runs six times. Try to continue that with Colin Ray on the mound here this evening. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we return, I'll talk to Trevor McGill after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, Bill Byman Arch. Brewers and Yankees opening up this three-game series here this weekend at American Family Field, and we're joined by Brewers reliever Trevor Megill. You get your first career save yesterday in Pittsburgh. What a cool moment for you. I think 103 appearances, finally got that chance to slam the door, and you did a great job with it. What was going through your mind? I'm sure you weren't thinking about that so much as you were just trying to get through that ninth inning.
Yeah, just the only thought really going through my mind was where not to leave my fastball during that inning. Just kind of get ahead of two strikes as quick as possible and try to put them out from there.
The start to your season was probably not the way you envisioned it. You had the success in New York, got to exchange lineup cards with your brother, and then had the kind of freak thing happen where you end up on the seven-day concussion IL and work your way back from that, but it looks like you've hit the ground running and you really haven't missed a step since you've come back from the IL.
Always something dramatic, huh? It's always something. It's just kind of that happened, and the team did a good job of giving me the amount of time and the preparation I needed to get back out here and help the team in the ways I can.
Take me through last year for you, Trevor, because when you first came up with the Brewers after they acquired you from the Twins, and strike throwing was something you were probably trying to get better at, and you did, and all of a sudden you had the curveball really going for you, and you became a leverage guy for the Brewers as the season went along.
Yeah.
What do you think changed for you, or what were you able to do to find that next level that you got to last year?
I always threw strikes. It's just like a matter of executing better strikes. You know, it's like you can be the sixth inning guy by kind of, you know, being in the zone and like they're, you know, just normal stuff like that. But then, you know, those eighth, ninth innings where guys are a lot more aggressive and just like seems like the hitters are a lot more locked in those late innings. So being able to put my fastball in spots where it's a little bit tougher for them to manage and trimming down the fat on that curveball a little bit, making it a little sharper of a pitch, also kind of just visually just makes everything look a little, you know, a little more similar and gets guys committed a little earlier. So, I think that was the big thing last year. You know, I mentioned it in spring training and, you know, I'll just continue to mention that probably throughout my career is just, tunneling is kind of king right now. And fortunate enough to have a little velo behind that too.
Explain tunneling for our listeners. Basically same arm slot, different pitch, right? For the most part, looks the same?
Correct, yeah, for the most part. They got guys, you know, who do the sinker slider and, you know, they're going in and out with it. And it's kind of, you want the ball to overlap when you're pitching like that. And then when you're an up down guy like myself, it's just kind of getting everything to come out of the same shoot. Curveball looks the same, 12-6, you know, fastballs up and down vertically. And anybody listening at home, probably Glasnow might be the best way to really see that in action for an extended amount of pitches. Just the way that he throws glove side heaters and then follows up with his curveball. That was something that, like, I really dove into and watched. And then Fairbanks as well. He's got that kind of cut right fastball that, you know, on good nights I have. And his curveball shape is pretty similar to where I envisioned mine. And, just seeing guys around the league that have success with an arsenal like myself, you know, it's learning from guys like that who are at the, you know, top tier, and just kind of taking what they have to offer and what's out there and just doing what you can with your own arsenal. Excuse me.
Is it easier to be an up down guy when you throw 99, 100 miles an hour? We see guys that don't necessarily throw that hard that can pitch up, but it's probably easier to have what you have and do that, correct?
It's not for the faint-hearted, I guess you could say. You know, throwing heaters to the best hitters in baseball is a little, you got to be locked in for that, it seems like. So, you know, sometimes I wish I had a two-seamer or whatnot to, you know, bust some bats and keep them off my heater. But, my arm doesn't do that. So you just got to kind of strap it up and do what you got. well, what you got. Excuse me.
Trevor, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Congrats on career save number one. I think there's more coming as well, so we appreciate
it. I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
You bet. Trevor McGill with us here on the On Deck Show, Bill Bimenard. We have the starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make